My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Injury update. So for today's practice, Javon Solomon will not practice, and then Dewan Smoot will not practice. He's got a toe, so we'll see where that leads us for the game here.
With Dewan, is that just something that popped up in practice?
Yeah.
And then if you look at, you know, your depth chart there, how much faith do you have in a guy like Casey Tuhill that might have been, you know, fighting for a roster spot all summer, makes the team, and now potentially an opportunity?
Yeah, feel really excited for him, right? He's worked hard. He dealt with the injury early in camp there, but he's worked himself back. Our medical team's done a really good job with him, and he plays hard and, you know, a good pickup for us from Washington there. So he's been a good addition to our team.
And Sean, illegal formation was a topic last night. How much was that emphasized by the officials when they visited training camp for you guys?
Not as much then. I would say since then, it's definitely been emphasized. So it was interesting, you know, to your point, to watch it unfold last night, and, you know, something we can learn from as well.
What's it like getting ready for Kyler Murray, just getting the defense prepared for all he can do?
Yeah, he's a tough, you know, he's a tough player to defend because he's two-dimensional every time the ball's in his hands, right? He can throw it. He certainly can run it. Design runs wise, but also scrambles, and so it'll be a big challenge for us.
How do you feel like Mitch is Trubisky is trending quarterback?
You know, he looked like he's, you know, improving every day, and looked yesterday that way as well. And you know, we'll see how he does today, and we'll see what it is for game time there.
Coach, you've had Codrington under your eyeballs for about a week. Just your thoughts on, you know, getting to look at him on a daily basis here for the past weekend, right?
Yeah, no, he's been a good addition. You know, nice young man to talk to and looks you in the eye, and certainly professional at a young age. You know, he's a rookie, right? So some of what we saw on tape has been verified in terms of just, you know, he seems very conscientious about his job, and he's worked hard since he's gotten here, which is impressive, right? So coming into a new team, new situation as a rookie in particular, in the NFL, let alone being on his second team now. So we're thankful to have him and excited to see him play this weekend.
Talking about making a point of getting extra time in there.
Yeah, no, he has. Yeah.
Okay.
No, yeah, that's what I think's been partly impressive about him. One of the things is that he's taken it upon himself to set up the equipment guys to say, hey, I need some extra work in that stadium because of the wind and the way it blows, and getting a better feel for that. So, you know, that's been nice to see.
Coach, as a coach in the NFL and someone who's a former athlete and around the best of the best every day, how do you watch someone like Jesse Pegula last night and analyze it from your perspective?
Oh, man. We could be here for an hour, right, Maddie? I would just say on a personal level, first of all, congratulations. That's just so great to see, right? And knowing the journey that she's been on, and what her family has gone through in supporting her, and then separately what they've gone through recently, and just so impressed from an athletic standpoint of her poise and her just grit and ability to stick to it. I mean, the two games I had a chance to watch, the recent two, I wasn't able to watch all of it, but when you're going against number one in the world, and, you know, she went up, I think, 1-0 in the, after the first set, and then that second set, it starts to do this a little bit, and she didn't flinch. And then last night again, got off to maybe not the start that she wanted, but, again, her ability to keep her poise and composure and show her resilient nature, and that's – listen, we're going to need that as a team, right? And we're going to face adversity, and that's part of what you need, some of that fabric and those ingredients. So I'm just super impressed by her.
What have you seen from Prisham Benford this offseason, and how has he improved heading into year three?
Yeah, an increased level of consistency, increased level of focus, increased level of you know, his habits, and not that they were by any means or any measure bad before, but just continual growth, evolution, maturity, understanding of what it takes to be really good at this level and the NFL, and what it means to be and what it takes to be a great corner. He's always been wired that way, but just very impressed by his preparation this year.
Take anything away from the kickoffs last night and then the ones tonight? Like, do you guys look at that and see what's happening? How do you kind of, what do you take away from
that? Yeah, also interesting to watch that unfold, right? It's always toughest, probably the biggest challenge, to be the first ones out there, right? First ones to jump in the water. And, you know, I think you saw probably what I saw, and not a lot of opportunities given. So we'll see what and where and what direction that leads us this weekend, but wasn't surprised overall by their choices and their decisions.
We shot two practices for Cole Bishop. Does he look like he's kept up mentally from what he's done?
Yeah, I mean, the most important thing is he's getting healthier, right? So that's important, number one. And then I think the biggest thing for him is to, and they run kind of parallel, is getting him out there and practice as much as we can, and then getting him up to speed, because he's missed so much time on what we do. So that's probably the biggest challenge right now, but we're excited for him and what the future holds.
With Greg, if you could think back to the end of last season, the season that he had in year three, the conversations you had with him going into the offseason, what have you seen from that moment till when he's, what I've heard, been around a lot of the offseason and now getting ready to start a really important year four for him? What have you seen from him?
With Greg Rousseau?
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, impressed. You know, when you talk about being conscientious, being a pro, Greg is always, he's always been about that, right? And then watching it, you know, carry over to the practice field, and then taking it now from the practice field to the game field, that's really where we're at right now. And I'm excited for him. I think he's had a great off season and a great camp, and he's primed to put his best foot forward this year.
How has Connor McGovern grown into his role at center now?
Yeah, leadership different this year than it was last year, I would say, first and foremost. You know, Mitch being here a year ago, and now Connor being in that position, yes, but also in more of a leadership role, and a guy that we count on for that direction daily, really. Excited for him, he's worked extremely hard. He carries a lot of influence, and the guys look to him, and then he looks to them as well. He's a great teammate and, you know, a big part of our offense.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.